Yeah, you know, you get to be in the spirit of cold weather for a few days, and then it turns back to the 70s. And
at least it'll be nice for the Christmas parade on Sunday.
The parade is coming up on Sunday, isn't it? Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Nancy's. You want to put on your headphones? Yeah, there we go. Well, yeah, sure. I'm talking to the guys anyway. And go ahead and plug it in there in the front. See, we're going to get her. Absolutely. There we go. There you go. And you can move the microphone up there. Can you hear us okay? Can you hear me now? No? Well, hang on. Wait a minute. There. Try that. No, no, no. It's not your fault. Try it now. See if that works for you. Got anything there? Hello, testing. Ah, there you go. She's already.
It always happens. Works the third time.
Yeah. No. Second time's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the second time worked. Anyway. The mayor's speaking to us about, speaking to me off the air about some she likes key lime pie.
Yeah.
Tom, as a matter of fact. You might,
We were talking about the whipped cream topping.
Yeah.
Oh, you were?
While we were walking down the hall.
Getting our Diet Cokes, and I was thinking, where's the whipped cream to, kind of give it a little spice?
I wasn't going to bring that up here on the radio, but since y'all went ahead and did, then I guess that's...
Just glad the mayor's listening.
Yeah, that's right? it. Yes. Absolutely. Well, you have to do that just because you never know what we might be talking about. By the way, Larry King, who's, it says here, 77.
Yeah. On which side?
What part of him?
Right. He was 77 30 years ago. But anyway, Larry's telling us that, when he leaves CNN later this month, he says he'd like to do a comedy tour.
Oh, really?
Don't you have to be funny to do comedy?
Excuse me? Or have funny people around you.
Larry tells
New York... He knows people.
Yeah. Larry tells New York Magazine, I'm funny. I'm going to do stand-up. That's what I love.
He should go back to the NFL.
He should.
Now I watched.
The Dolphins probably have an opening again.
I watched all of Larry King last night and really, really enjoyed it. He had Stevie Wonder on the whole time. And it was just Larry and Stevie. Stevie there with the keyboard there at the table and just singing to Larry for most of the time. And I really did enjoy that.
And Stevie thinking to himself, man, I wonder if he's as ugly as he sounds.
Yeah. Was there a tip jar?
It was that kind of a thing. It was almost like they were leaning on a piano together.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
No,
he had just a little keyboard there on the table, and he was playing his keyboard and singing his hits for Larry. And it was really enjoyable. Now, Bon Jovi was supposed to have been on last night, but he got bumped because of WikiLeaks. But Bon Jovi will be on next week. You only got till December the 16th to see Larry, so, if you've never seen him, this is your chance, right?
Seen him once, seen him once.
Wow. We wound him up, didn't we?
No, I'm not a Larry King fan. Don't get me wrong. Okay. I think he has on some really silly guests and asks silly questions, but last night I enjoyed it.
I would say that of the four of us, the aggregate number of people who generally watch him would be one?
No, I don't generally watch him.
Oh, okay.
But I did watch him last night.
Okay,
yeah, because of Stevie Wonder.
That's it.
Yeah.
Watched him lately, Nancy? Have you?
Not in the last year, I don't think.
Okay, yeah. I'd be probably like soap opera, Chevin Miss.
Does he still touch up the hair?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm
Bad.
And outstanding looking braces as well. All right, so anyway, the mayor's here from College Station. So let's see, how many more meetings do we have before we get into the holiday break, as far as council's concerned?
One.
Okay, what's on the agenda?
December 9th. I haven't seen the agenda yet.
Okay.
We probably will get it. We usually get
tilt
it late on Friday.
Tilt that down towards you. There you go. That works.
Yeah,
okay.
Usually we get it on late on Friday afternoon.
Okay. All right.
And then if there's any questions, we can check on it.
I don't want to wander out in the grass real far, but is there anything on Welburn that I need to talk to you about that we might miss if I haven't asked you about it?
Nothing. I don't think so. We're in the process of doing basically our due diligence. We've got to provide a service plan to find out exactly what it would cost and what we would do, and we need to do a survey to do the exact meets and bounds and all of that kind of stuff. There'll be two public hearings, and staff will prepare a plan that'll go through P&Z, and they'll have public hearings. And so the whole process is maybe 5-6 months with lots of input from the public.
There's some hirings that need to be done, too. So where are we now with city manager hire and then, of course, city attorney as well?
Okay, well, the city attorney is the easy one in the sense that we're not doing it until we get the city manager done.
Sure.
So, in terms of process, we thought the city manager is the key component. Our deadline for applications, and we did it all online and through various websites, ICLM, all the typical sites that a city manager, assistant city manager, those mm-hmm. types of individuals would look at, and then a couple other sites like monster.com and stuff. We've gotten probably a little bit more than 50 applications, so we have a subcommittee of Dennis Maloney and Jess Fields and myself, and last Sunday we went through the 50 applicants and, you know, kind of whittled it down to, I can't remember, 7 or 8 or so,
mm-hmm.
and then we shared those names with the council and their resumes with the council and asked them just take a look at them. And then when we meet again on the 9th, we'll collectively meet again and see if there's any one of those that we would like to visit with. And we're using the same process that we did with the city secretary, and that what we'll do is that subcommittee will have phone interviews for the people that are out of town, and we'll report back, and we'll come back. The council together will put in a group of finalists, and then we'll bring them in for interviews.
We had Katie Marie Lyles in, I guess, last week, Friday, week ago, something like that. And we're talking to her about the water event at Wolf Pen Creek.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, one of the things that is a concern is the operation and maintenance of that, which points out any number of other things that we've discussed before. Great, you can fund something, but then it's an ongoing expense.
Right.
Generally, am I correct in saying that the TIF has allowed you to have enough funds to handle operation maintenance? One member of council, how do you feel about where we are with that?
Okay, well, there's a couple of misconceptions out there, and thanks for asking the question so I can address it. One, the reason we're building the water feature in the first place is that the city did a land swap. Well, not really a land swap, but received land from a developer so it could complete the upper trails in the Wolf Pen Creek Park.
Right.
And in exchange, drew up a contract that said that the city is obligated to build a not less than $1.2 million water feature. Now, that was done several years ago when we were in a better financial position.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a contractual obligation to build that, or otherwise we're in breach of that contract. This mayor has said, let's get out of lawsuits. I'm not happy about lawsuits. Lawsuits cost time and money and a lot of aggravation. And, you know, if we can do things to avoid lawsuits, I'm all in favor of that.
I think a lot of people would like probably share that with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. So we have a contractual obligation to build this water feature of not less than $1.2 million. And that number was derived from the water feature that's over on University that's surrounded by Boston Pizza and mm-hmm. Ben and Jerry and It's a Grind and Tommy
right.
and all that stuff. So, and that cost $1 million. So that's where the figure came from. The money to build the water feature, and with the water feature are some infrastructure in terms of utilities and water lines. So when we have festivals like when we had World Fest, you know, these people come with their, basically kind of little trailers, and they, that way you don't right. have to run extension lines for 400 feet. You know,
sure.
they can plug them in and set up and stuff. So it's our festival site where, you know, what we hope to do because of Wolf Pen Creek and that area. So the water feature would be a center part of that. The operation and maintenance of the water feature is about $65,000 a year. The $170,000 is for that whole festival area.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be built at this time. The water feature does, but the rest of it doesn't have to be. And all we did was put it out to bid. We haven't agreed to pay for it yet.
I guess let me stop you for just a second.
Sure.
And that is one of the things that I did ask Katie Marie Lyles, and I'll ask you is, okay, yes, you're overdue in building this, but I mean, is your feet to the fire? Are your feet to the fire on this thing? Are they forcing you to build this right now? Are they forcing you to spend this money right now? I understand you don't want to go to court, but can you go, hey, our world has changed?
I think we have said our world has changed for the last several years, and it's without getting into confidential information.
Right.
Basically, the feet aren't to the fire, but it's getting real warm.
Okay, okay. Well, I mean, and I just, and if you can say that to people, then the citizenry, then maybe they understand that. But I know that the idea is they don't want this to be folly or thought of as folly.
Absolutely. And the water feature will have multiple features, but that doesn't mean you have to operate it at full
capacity.
Full. They call it performance mode. You know, the water shoots up and down,
right.
And that's called performance mode. And then if the water just trickles, that's, you know, kind of maintenance mode. And then there's also the water can be off.
The water can be off mode.
Yeah.
All right, I got
so,
you.
So I wouldn't expect it to be in that full-fledged festival mode or performance mode very often.
Mayor Nancy Berry joined us from City of College Station. Talk for a minute, if you would, about the Scott and White announcement. This is something that we've had a story. There was a little bit of a contentious situation. I guess that the individuals adjacent to this have come up with some sort of a settlement. Maybe not everybody's happy. But from the standpoint of City of College Station, your view on what this is going to do for an impact.
I think it's going to be enormous impact. We're really excited about it. I mean, this is big stuff. I think with the Med and the Scott and White anchoring the Med Corridor on Rock Prairie, we're going to see an awful lot of medically related businesses come to that area. There's already lots of discussions and, you know, things that are people are looking at and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's a reality, and having Scott and White there is going to be a real benefit.
Let me ask you just a second before we move on. Is that taxable property? Is that money on is that land on the tax rolls, to your knowledge?
Some of it is, some of it isn't. The hospital itself, when it gets built, and that's not the first phase, will be a non-taxable event. They're going to have a clinic, office buildings. Those are taxable. The way the site plan shows, there's like five or six tracks, the way they have it divided. All but one are taxable. So the majority, everything other than the hospital itself, will be taxable. And then the hospital's going to be bringing in 600 employees, and their hourly wages are not less than $26 an hour. And they're talking about, you know, docs and techs and all that. The average salary is going to be $180,000, and the hourly wage is $26,000. I mean, those are great numbers.
Build a parking lot and charge them to park. What do you think?
Well,
never mind. That's just me shooting my mouth off.
Well, but maybe you can get the franchise.
Okay, I'll work on that. What else is on your radar screen today?
Well, we've talked about the city manager. Mm-hmm. We're going to probably go through that process, and hopefully we can find someone relatively soon. I'm excited about that. We are getting our checkbook online. So total transparency. We've been talking about that, forever. We want to find out what's going on. How can we find out? Where's the city spending its money? And you've always been able to find that, but it's been an open records request, and then someone has to get you the information and stuff. And this is going to be like two clicks away.
I'm going to presume electronic transfers show up as well, not necessarily if y'all write a check, but just any kind of fiduciary exchange?
Well, with some exceptions. As an example, you know, if someone's wages are garnished because of child support, salary checks wouldn't be on there. If you want to know how much they pay in a given department to salaries, that number would be on there.
But this is vendor services, basically.
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, so anything the city's going to write a check, electronic transfers, absolutely, that would be on there too. Because of that, we've gotten a gold level designation of transparency, and we were just recognized by the state controller's office for that.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, really nice. We've done you're going to vendors, payments to outside agencies for any kind of contract, travel reimbursements to employees, refunds for deposits on utilities, facility rentals, all that stuff online.
Okay, sounds good. Well, listen, have yourself a good holiday. And
thank you, and may I wish you and your viewers a happy Hanukkah. It starts this evening.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, all right, enjoy that. Absolutely.
I am planning on it.
Okay, good. We'll talk to you after the first of the year, okay?
Outstanding.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, and happy holidays to everyone.
You betcha. That's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's brought to you by the Jewelry and Coin Exchange.